Let's see if I can record an episode and release it without immediately getting sick. Welcome to Shrek Attack. I'm Brandon Trekengost, and today we are going to do something I wanted to do at the beginning of football season, but then I got COVID, my throat was fucked for 2 months, then I came back and released an episode about Emily is Away, an episode that I had no plans on doing, and ignored all the episodes I wanted to do, thinking I would just catch right up on them, and then I got the sinus infection thing going around, and my throat was fucked for another two, three, however long it's been since my last episode, because I literally got sick the day after releasing it. Like, I don't know, maybe my podcast is cursed, but we're going to try to go ahead and record this, edit it, release it, get a new episode up next week as well. We'll see. It's going to be a hell of a week for me. I got a lot going on, but as long as I don't get sick after recording this, I think I can pull it off. We'll find out. This is going to be the QB tier list week. I normally try to do this towards the beginning of the season to see how stupid I look at the end of the season. I recorded it towards the beginning of the season, and now I'm going to release it now that playoffs are here. So let's get to it. Let's not waste any more time. I have a tier list. If you looked at it, you have all the spoilers, so it's my title, it's my thumbnail for this. I have words. This is also going to be one of those low edited episodes because I have a lot to talk about and a lot to do, and I'm working against my heat and my bedtime, so let's get into it. My first tier is the Patty Mahomes tier. It consists of Patty Mahomes. I hate that I have to make a tier of him on his own, but until he fucks up somehow, he's the best, and it's boring at this point. He's no longer that fun to watch, honestly. He has become a rather boring quarterback. Something about having a structured team around you, and they have a good chance to three-peat, which kills me on the inside, because life is more fun whenever more teams are winning, unless that team is the Lions, at which point they can win 10 years in a row, and I'll fucking love it. However, Patty Mahomes, like I said, until he has a bad season, until he misses playoffs and it being partially his fault, it's probably his tier to lose. Probably going to be the best quarterback in the league. Whenever we get to the point where somebody does something that is slightly above average or better, and the commentators don't go, "Wow, that was very Mahomey, Mahome-esque." Whenever I don't have to hear Chris Collinsworth go, "Now here's a guy that reminds me a little bit of Patrick Mahomes, the way he throws the ball," that's whenever Mahomes will drop, because like that's where we're at right now. He's fucking better than Tom Brady ever was, and he'll probably fucking manage to get more Super Bowls because life. My next tier is called "Why Is It Always You Three?" Inspired after the Harry Potter line, "How come whenever something happens, it's always you three?" And it's the tier below Patrick Mahomes. It's Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Lamar Jackson. Now, which one of these guys is getting the MVP this year? Because it's not fucking Patrick Mahomes, unless, you know, Chris Collinsworth is the only vote that matters. Now, here's a guy that deserves MVP, Patty Mahomes. No matter who wins it, he's going to say, "Oh, here's a guy that reminds me of Patrick Mahomes." And I'm done with that voice. I'm so sorry. So, Josh Allen, I think he's third in this list on deserving the MVP. Joe Burrow probably deserves it the most because he is the most valuable player to his team, and it's painfully obvious. But the Bengals did not manage to make it to the playoffs, so he probably won't get it. Which means it's most likely a back-to-back Lamar MVP, MV3. It's his third one, I believe, if he gets it, which I'm fine with. These guys are always the next three people talked about, so they are going to be the next three in the next tier right below the Patty Mahomes. Pretty top-tier quarterbacks, if you will. However, this next one, everybody told me last year whenever I had him in above average. No, what did I do last year? I did, like, elite, and I did, like, really good. I had him in the second tier, I think, because I had, like, a different second tier. Or maybe I had him in the... I had him above average. I don't know where I had him, but people told me I had him way too high. Jared Goff is a good fucking quarterback. He gets his own tier. Jared Goff. Jared Goff. Jared Goff. You hear it at the football games. You hear it at the college football games. You hear it at the fucking Detroit Tigers games. You hear it at the Pistons games. You hear it at Ohio State whenever Michigan comes into town. Like, Jared Goff is phenomenal. And he's played pretty lights out except for one game this season. And guess what? In that one game, whenever even I was like, maybe he doesn't have it. Maybe we should place him on the bench for this game. The coach trusted him. And he came back and he fucking won the game with five picks. He won the game. He fucking... Jared Goff is a good fucking quarterback. Better than most people in the fucking league. So, let's not tell me that I'm too high on Jared Goff because he's a Detroit Lion. Instead, why don't you go watch some fucking tape and realize how good Jared Goff actually fucking is. Fuck you. I'm pissed. Up next, we have the Kyler before COD release. Now, this is my above average tier. Because Kyler before Call of Duty is typically pretty good. And then after Call of Duty comes out, he sucks. So, Kyler Murray, whenever I made this tier list, it was before Call of Duty came out. So, he's on this tier. Whenever Call of Duty comes out, he drops down to the Kirk Cousins tier. So, that's how this works. Kyler Murray is here for now. Pretend it's fucking October. If I were to make this today, he'd be down in the Kirk Cousins tier. That's how it works every year. Good up until Call of Duty comes out, then sucks. Or, well, becomes, like, mediocre. We have Jordan Love, who really is just the reincarnation of Brett Favre. This was during the, Toyota-thon, was it? So he was playing, like, really well during that. And whenever Toyota-thon? Is it Toyota-thon? I'm not looking it up. Whenever that's not happening, he becomes Kirk Cousins tier, which is where he should probably be. But he was starting to play really well whenever I made this. It's hard not to put him in the upper tiers above average because you'll see later whenever we get into the average tiers. Up next, we have Matthew Stafford. He's so close. He is so close to dropping. His arm is good, but his age is showing. He's taking quite a beating throughout his career. He was there for the bad years of Detroit, and he got a Super Bowl ring. I'm happy for him, but now he is slowly dropping into mediocrity. I don't hate him. I'm not like most of Detroit. I've not been like, I haven't done the full 180 on him. I think he still deserves respect. He gets a lot of hate because of his wife, which I don't fucking blame them. She makes a big deal over the most minuscule things like, oh, they booed Matthew whenever they came back. They booed our children. They didn't boo your children. They booed Matthew because that's what you do. You boo the away quarterback. And if it rattles him, it rattles him. Like, that's home crowd. Like, fuck, dude. I don't know. He's fine. He's good. He's in the Kyler before COD release. So, above average. Up next, we have Justin Herbert. And this is before playoffs, I guess. Because Herbert is very much a what-if quarterback. And I fucking hate saying that. I'm not going to call him the social media quarterback, like some idiots say on the internet and the whatever fucking TV show they are on. I'm not even going to mention his name because he doesn't fucking deserve it. But Justin Herbert, pretty fucking good. Pretty fucking Kyler before COD release good, I would say. He's pretty much Herbert before playoffs good, if you know what I mean. And then this is, normally I put rookies in the too soon to tell tier, but Jaden Daniels has played pretty fucking well this year. And I made a decision on him pretty fucking early. I don't know what it is. He finds a way to cook, especially in like the last part of a game. So Jaden Daniels, I went ahead and put him in the Cali before COD release. I feel pretty good about him, and I can't wait till next year whenever he proves me wrong. I also put Jalen Hurts here. I hate it. The Eagles have kind of shit on the Lions. Like the Eagle fans hate the Lions for some reason. And so I don't like the Eagles. So I have to pretend here that Jalen Hurts is a better than average quarterback. Honestly, Jalen Hurts, once again, is probably just an average quarterback. However, once we get to the average quarterbacks, you will once again see that he deserves to be slightly above him, aka the Kyler before COD release. So let's continue here. CJ Stroud had a down year. He had a sophomore slump, and I think he has the potential to bounce back from it, but we'll continue to monitor that. Once again, not going to edit this much, so sorry. That would probably make the blooper reel later. However, for this, it's just making the show. Stroud, we'll see how he does next year. I don't foresee him taking a step back again. I think he'll figure things out. He's in the playoffs now. Big win today. So we'll see here how he does. He beat Herbert. He beat the Chargers, and I thought the Chargers were going to do a lot better. I thought CJ Stroud, I think he does a lot better whenever he has Nico Collins. I think the chemistry they have is special. And you saw the stretch whenever Nico Collins wasn't there, where he just looked lost without his number one target. So we'll see if he's Nico Collins dependent or if he is still above average. I'm not willing to go above that at this point, however. Then we have Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield. Wow, Browns, what did you do? You released him after he was hurt or traded him, whatever happened, made this big stink about him, and he is definitely an above average QB, without a doubt, because he lost a lot of his weapons this year, and he still balled out. He's in the playoffs. I think he's playing here pretty directly, and we'll see how he does in the playoffs. I think he's a good quarterback. Definitely better than what the Browns have going on now. The Browns are fucking idiots, man. Their curse deserves to live on forever for what they did to Baker. And I don't even feel bad saying that. Peyton Manning, do not go break that curse. Whatever curse they have going on, just let it happen. It's not worth it. They deserve it. Let's get to the Kirk Cousins tier. This means average. Kirk Cousins is what mediocrity is. He serves to be mediocre and everything except for the contracts that he somehow manages to get every year fully guaranteed. And we are going to start the Kirk Cousins tier with Aaron Rodgers. What a fall from grace for him to leave the Packers, tear his Achilles the first year, play absolutely nothing at all, and then just fucking shit the bed all year. Zach Wilson played better as a Jet. Zach, I need you to think about this. Zach Wilson, who everybody thought sucked, played better as a Jet. So the Jets are where quarterbacks just cannot play well. And that is what it is. It might be a Giants thing too. They share a stadium. I don't know. We're just going to move on. Aaron Rodgers, not really worth talking about too much. Became very average at best. We'll see if he has any more years left. I think this is the year where he should just hang it up. You got your 500th touchdown or some shit. Hang it up. Right off in a blaze of wherever the fuck that was. Go into the dark somewhere. Russell Wilson, I have in the Kirk Cousins tier, and I don't. What could. Russell Wilson, whenever I made this, he just did his return. He looked so good, and I was like, this ain't gonna last. So I made him average. I think typically I put him slightly below average at this point of his career. I don't think he's ever been anything above average. I've been a Russell Wilson hater from day one. I have no problem admitting that. Ever since he took Matt Flynn's job, I was like, nah, he's fine. He's nothing special. And he continues to be nothing special, and I think the Steeler fans already got rid of him. And I don't blame them. He definitely doesn't deserve a big contract. If anything, a vet minimum to maybe teach Justin Fields if you want to do that. We'll get to that later. We'll get to that when we talk about Fields later. He was not in even the average tier. Trevor Lawrence is next. Trevor Lawrence was somebody I thought might be the golden boy whenever he came out of college. Everybody thought he might be the golden boy, and I think we just all fell in love with his hair. Because he has become mediocre! And, I mean, to be fair, he has suffered. To be fair, he has suffered some bad coaching. To be fair, he has suffered some pretty poor team building. And to be fair, he has suffered being a Jaguar. He made that bank, though, and I think he has the potential to escape this tier if he ever gets a good coach and maybe a team around him. The arm talent is there. He is always, like, just a few inches off a big play. Just misses by a few inches. And, I mean, that begs the question. Is a few inches a lot? Moving on. We have Kirk Cousins himself. The tier is named after him. I don't need to go into further details. I'm not going to waste my time on talking about Falcon. Last year, whenever I did this, I talked a lot. The episode was over an hour. This year, we are moving right along. Kirk Cousins does not need a long explanation. A long explanation. Very little editing. I apologize. Brock Purdy was somebody last year I know I put in the above average tier. And this year, I don't know, man. He lost Christian McCaffrey and became very average. I do think he has the potential to step back out of the average tier, step back up. However, whatever the fuck happened this year with the 49ers and Brock Purdy and the entire team, really, just, man, I have no way to evaluate what happened there. A shitty year for them. Shitty year, down year. We'll see what happens next year. I don't want to speak too poorly about this team, but it's just, it didn't, this Brock Purdy, this player, just was not a good year for him. We'll see what happens next year, and we'll see if he's able to break out of the slump. Geno Smith next. I've always said Geno Smith is probably going to be average. I don't think he's going to win you the game, but I also don't think he's going to lose you the game too often. Very much a game manager, and there's nothing wrong with that. My favorite quarterback in history was pretty much a game manager. A good game manager is hard to come by. So Geno Smith, great game manager. Like I said, I don't think if you got to put the pieces around him. And it can't be the New York Jets. Just kind of derails every quarterback's career if you start there, apparently. Because up next in the Kirk Cousins average tier is Sam Darnold, another ex-Jet. And I tell you what, this dude fucking balled out this year. Whenever I made this tier list, like I said, it was early. And I didn't think Sam Darnold was going to keep up what he was doing. But he kept it up until he had to face the juggernaut of a Lions team. And then he saw a ghost again. Sam Darnold, I hope, kind of continues to do well. I hope he does well enough to earn a good contract somewhere elsewhere. Not with the Vikings, because I want to root for this guy. And if he's a Viking, I cannot root for him. Just Lions fan, you know? Speaking of mediocrity, whenever Kirk Cousins retires, if this man doesn't retire, he's going to have the tier list named after him. Look, average tier, because this guy's always been average at best. And the Cowboy fans don't fucking understand that. They think he is Jesus Christ reincarnated. Dak Prescott is the most mediocre fucking quarterback I may have ever seen. I've seen this man throw 500 yards in the most unimpressive way because he was trailing, he had all the weapons, and the best offensive line in the league at the time. Dak Prescott, the more weapons you put around him, the better he's going to look because he is average. And whenever you put an average quarterback in there, they play as well as the team around him. And that made him look really good to everyone except for me. I saw the mediocrity that this man was. And now that he doesn't have the weapons that he had, now that they've limited him down to fucking just CeeDee Lamb and pretty much no one else, we're seeing it. We see that he is just a mediocre quarterback. Some might say below average this year. So there's where we are with Dak Prescott. I've said my piece. The dude is mediocre. Up next, we had the please retire tier. Tua, my man. I don't want to see a death on the field. I really don't. And you are tempting fate way too much. At least put a fucking guardian cap on with some pillows wrapped around your head. Because you aren't, like, going to keep escaping death with all these concussions. At least stop, like, slide, motherfucker. Slide, and not head first. Stop doing the head first thing. If you throw a pick, don't fucking tackle them. Stop. Stop. Please, man. I think I'm not the only person saying this. Please retire. Please. I, like, oh, man, we're going to see the AB villain turn here soon. Just, you gotta give it up. I know. It's all you know. It's all the football players know. It's eat, breathe, play football. Man, you have a family. You have a family. Please, retire. Up next is the backup tier. Tua's average. Tua's average. Which... backup tier, up next. Tommy DeVito leading the way. Got a very special offer for Tommy DeVito. Tommy Cutlets. No, I don't. I don't have any offer. I've seen enough, though, to say that he is a backup. I'd be shocked if he kind of goes to the next level. Maybe, once again, maybe it's a New York thing. Maybe the New York teams just don't know how to fucking use quarterbacks. I don't know. Let's look at the next player in question. The next backup is Joe Flacco. He was at one point the most elite quarterback ever to exist, to the point where there is a meme about it, the Joe Flacco elite meter. And after watching him play this year, he is definitely a backup. Would have been fun. Would have been fun to see Joe Flacco make it back to the dance. However, just isn't the same dog he used to be. Up next, we have Justin Fields. Listen, I understand I have a lot of Steelers fans as listeners because I am from Pittsburgh. Listen, I've said it for a long time. Ever since Fields came to Pittsburgh, ever since they made the trade, I said, as a Lions fan, I am very disappointed that the Bears traded away Justin Fields because he is not that good. He cannot read a defense. Is this something he can learn to do? Sure. He will always be a really, and now I mean this, a really good backup. And let me explain why. Because whenever you're used to playing against a Russell Wilson, whenever you're used to playing against a normal quarterback, you're not ready for the athletic ability. Well, you're a little bit more ready for it these days, but you're not quite ready for the athletic ability that Justin Fields has. He is very fast. He has a very strong arm. However, after a few weeks, teams will figure it out every time and shut him down. Justin Fields is a backup at best, and I believe he will never make it out of that tier. Unless by some miracle he learns how to read a defense. I don't think the Steelers are in line to teach him how to do that. The Bears definitely are not in line to teach anyone how to do that. And I don't know. Maybe he has a Sam Darnold rise someday, or a Geno Smith rise someday. I don't see it. I just don't, and I've watched a lot of Justin Fields because he was in the Lions division. I'm sorry. I do apologize. I would like to see him. He's an exciting player to watch, just not a good player to watch. Up next, we have Sam Howell. Dude, I don't know. Sam Howell was quite the interesting quarterback to watch whenever he was a Commander. And now he is backing up in Seattle. And I think backup might just be where he is because he never took that step. And like I said, he could have a Geno. This is a guy that I think could become average. Could become a starter somewhere. He's a bridge quarterback, I think, though. I don't think it's like a franchise starter. This is a good enough to bridge for a year quarterback. At best, in my opinion. You don't like saying it, but it is what it is. Bailey Zappe, backup. Just backup in New England, backup as a Brown. I think he had a it was exciting at first whenever we first saw him. He was cool, calm, and collected. I think he knew he wasn't playing for much, and I think he knows he's not playing for much now. I mean, he threw a pick to like a 360-pound man. It's he's going to be a backup and a life backup. I don't think he... Actually, he probably won't be in the league much longer, if I'm being honest. Just not a strong arm and not good decision-making. Up next, we have Derek Carr. Derek Carr, that's right, I have him in the backup tier. Derek Carr has a strong arm, but he's not a good decision-maker, and he's not accurate. So I think with his arm, you can get away with him as a backup. He's never been a starter in my eyes. I don't know why New Orleans went for him. Derek Carr has been mediocre at best since coming out of college. And this dude has a losing record every year. Doesn't play well every year. He's got a strong arm and that excites people. He's a backup. He should be a backup for a long time. He should be like a Charlie Batch or something. He's just... That's what he is, though. He's not going to wow me ever, probably. So, Derek Carr, just take up that clipboard, man. Teach a younger talent. Be a sideline coach. Your time as a starter should be over after this year. Up next, we have Tyrod Taylor. I would love to see him get a chance, but the dude has the worst luck in history. He's a backup, and at this point of his career, I don't see him being any more than a bridge quarterback. Sucks to say. Like I said, look up the history, dude. He has the worst luck ever. And then we're just going to switch down to the next tier. It's bad. And that's Daniel Jones. I don't foresee him doing anything again. Like, we have years and years of tape on him. He never really had a good season, per se. He's a backup to Sam Darnold now. Will he rise someday? Maybe. Like I said, maybe it's the curse of New York. But for now, he is bad. I've seen plenty of Daniel Jones games. Nothing has ever impressed me, except for he's very fast for a mediocre quarterback. But he runs so fast that he trips over his own feet because he's very uncoordinated. I don't know, man. I don't know what you want me to say. He's bad. Bad quarterback. Don't pay him. Don't start him. Give him a shot, maybe. Like, give him the veteran minimum and give him a shot. Approve me. Approve it contract, you know? I don't see it happening, though. I don't see him winning a battle, like a camp battle. I don't see him getting back out on the field. I do see him being a potentially good backup for a long time. Now we have the too soon to tell tier. Normally I put my bear quarterbacks in a bad tier as like a haha bear quarterback joke, but I'm not going to do that to Caleb Williams because he played mostly well. And I don't think it's fair to put him in a bad tier, just like I would normally with the new... Well, with the Justin Fields and the Mitchell Trubisky's and whatever of the Bears quarterback, I'll let him have his rookie year and say it's too soon to tell. Drake May, too soon to tell. Still a rookie, he's looking promising at least. Bryce Young, too soon to tell. Bryce Young, at the beginning of the year, still looked pretty new, pretty scared, pretty seeing ghost out there. Towards the end of the year, he started to look more competent, though, and I'm excited to see what he can do next year. Up next in the Too Soon to Tell tier, we have Will Levis. And I think this, like I said, this was made early on in the season. I think we have moved enough to say that Will Levis is probably a backup at best. I don't think, unless we get him a QB whisperer, that anything will change. Will Levis, I'm going to say backup and maybe even bad. The Mayo Man does not impress me. And it sucks. He's poised in the pocket. He's too comfortable in the pocket because he'll just eat a sack. Or he kind of started to panic later on in his second year and just throw really bad picks. Not sure what to say. I don't think it's too soon to tell anymore with him. I think we can go ahead and assume he is a backup or bad. Now we have Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson, and my friend, whenever I showed him this tier list, shout out to Chad, said, "Is that too soon to tell for Zach Wilson? Are you sure?" To which I responded, "Yes, see Geno Smith. Yes, see Sam Darnold. And yes, see Aaron Rodgers. The New York Jets is not a fair place to evaluate quarterbacks because every fucking quarterback is just bad there. Zach Wilson, I believe, if given a chance, may turn out all right. May turn out even above average. I do think he's always had the arm talent, always had the athletic ability to do it. Just wrong team. If you get drafted to the New York Jets, I am sorry, you're not going to have a good start to your career. It's just, it is what it is, and you know what? You're not going to have a good end to your career either. Don't go to the Jets. If you are a quarterback, do not try to save that team. You cannot. You cannot. Just avoid. Potentially Giants too. Not sure yet because they held on to Daniel Jones way too long. Tommy Cutlets never looked too impressive. And who else did they have start this year? Who else? Drew Locke? Yeah, Drew Locke didn't look too good either, except for that one game. That one game that they, against the Colts, where it would have benefited them to lose, they just destroyed the Colts. So, I don't know. We'll see, I guess, in the future. Speaking of Drew Locke, he's not on this list anywhere that I can see. Backup tier. So, Drew Locke, who is missing from the tier list, backup tier. Moving on, we have Anthony Richardson. Anthony Richardson, strong arm, very athletic, very fun to watch. Poor decision making. He tapped himself out of a game on like third down. Like he said he was tired. You can't do that. You cannot do that as a potential franchise quarterback. You cannot do that if you're going to be a good quarterback. You got to be on the field for every play. I think he has the potential to be very good. A very good quarterback. Just a lot of growing to do. So much growing. Still a very raw quarterback. Aiden O'Connell, he seems to be trending towards the backup tier. However, he has had good moments, and therefore I will say too soon to tell because he didn't start most of the season. I do apologize if I sound like I'm rushing this or if I sound rough in general. My throat is still not back to 100% from the sinus thing I had. Still quite scratchy, so I am just kind of working my way to the finish here. We have four more quarterbacks to talk about, the first one being Michael Penix. Too soon to tell. From what I've seen, not terrible. I don't know yet, though. Because he is on the Falcons, and his big mistake was trusting that Kyle Pitts could catch a touchdown, I guess. Whenever he was coming out, he was the last of the quote-unquote good quarterbacks that I thought would be serviceable. I don't think he is anything special. I think he will probably turn out to be average, get a good starting run in the NFL. But will he do anything with it? I don't know. His arm did not look great from what I have seen of him. Time will tell, though. Too soon to tell. I'm not willing to put a good or bad on him yet. J.J. McCarthy. Not Mike McCarthy. My God, that would have been insult. J.J. McCarthy had a good chance of starting this year at some point, I think. But it worked out for Sam Darnold in the long run. J.J. McCarthy got hurt. I don't know much about him. A good player in Michigan, I guess. We'll see. We'll see someday if he gets a chance because Sam Darnold kind of balled out. I hear that the Vikings might be looking to trade J.J. McCarthy now and stick with Sam Darnold. I guess we will see what the future holds for him and what happens, because trading a first round pick 1 year after Sam Darnold happened to have a good year, that you were banking your future on is just kind of wild to me. Sam Darnold is still young, though, and he actually turned out good. Like, if he turned out to be above average, I guess I understand the move. Bo Nix is next in the too soon to tell. I'm telling you right now, I'm putting him in at least Kirk Cousins. As Bo Nix today impressed me, it's a shame that none of his receivers could catch the ball today. He had a good season, and I think Bo Nix might make me a believer. I think he has a decent future, and I think he has the potential to be above average and maybe even a quarterback that we talk up in the, not in like the Josh Allen range or the Lamar Jackson range, but maybe up towards the Jared Goff range. Although that's, you know, that's pretty generous. Jared Goff is pretty fucking good. And then we finish it off with the final quarterback whose name I'm not even going to say. I will say he ruptured his Achilles again. And that's good because fuck him. Trash tier, one quarterback. You didn't see the name on the picture, on the thumbnail. Fuck him. Fuck him, fuck him, fuck him. Trash dude. Trash in general. Trash quarterback. Dude sucks. Browns deserve everything they got for giving him money. Fuck him, fuck them. That's it. That's all we have for the tier list. I hope you enjoyed. I'm not going to continue to torture my throat much further because it's very raspy at this point, and I'm sure it sounds great. I don't know how much editing I'm going to do, so I apologize if this sounds rough. Getting back into it, I want to release more episodes. Hopefully, I'm able to do so. Hopefully, I don't get like my fucking podcast curse of releasing an episode or two and fucking getting sick again. Like I said, it's going to be a very stressful week, but we are getting back to it. I am working with Overrated to get an episode done together for his podcast and my podcast, so expect that to come here in the near future. We still have a lot of Life is Strange to talk about, amongst other games, and maybe we shall talk about the football playoffs after they're done. Maybe talk about some baseball coming up. I kind of doubt that, though, because I don't know that much about baseball. And we'll see as the time goes. If you have something you want me to talk about, let me know. If you have I know there's some adult games I can talk about, some regular games I can talk about, some anime I can talk about. There's a lot of things we can talk about. Just let me know if there's anything you want to hear. If you made it this far, thank you for listening. You are quite awesome, and you should stay awesome. If you'd like to, please rate the podcast, because that is how I get spread to more listeners, as well as you telling people to check out my podcast. I would appreciate that. I don't know if I have anything else to say. If you want to follow me on the social medias, is at the real B Shrek, at the real B-S-C-H-R-E-C. I'm not an ogre. If you search that and you can't find me, I don't have it. Shrek Attack has Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. I don't know what's going to happen with TikTok here soon. We'll see. If it gets banned, we'll find something else for it. Why not? Fuck it. Hey, man, have a good day. Stay awesome. Hit the fucking music. Yeah.